This is the UA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles paraded in Gaza City, and the group's top leader made his first public appearance on Saturday in a defiant show of strength after the militant's 11-day war with Israel. Saturday marked the first full day of the ceasefire, and Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce, which ended the fourth Israel-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza, while Hamas and other militants fired more than 4,000 rockets toward Israel. More than 250 people were killed, the vast majority of them Palestinians. Lava from a volcanic eruption continued to flow in parts of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma. The Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, erupted on Saturday, sending panicked residents from the nearby city of Goma evacuating. New coronavirus cases across the United States have tumbled to rates not seen in more than 11 months. It's sparking optimism that vaccination campaigns are stemming both severe COVID-19 cases and the spread of the virus. As cases, hospitalizations, and deaths steadily drop this week, pre-pandemic life in America has largely resumed. Hugs and unmasked crowds returned to the White House. A Mardi Gras-style parade marched through Alabama's port city of Mobile, and even states that have stuck to pandemic-related restrictions ready to drop them. However, health experts also cautioned that not enough Americans have been vaccinated to completely extinguish the virus, leaving the potential for new variants that could extend the pandemic. This is VOA News.